News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. At least 8 representatives of the St. Joseph Coast Guard Station will be on hand for the next meeting of the St. Joseph City Commission to talk about the possibility of life rings at the North Pier. Coast Guard Petty Officer Lazaro Lopez tells us he just wants a dialogue.
We're looking forward to just talking to the city and trying to see what we can do about getting life rings on the North Pier here in St. Joseph.
Lopez hopes to be on the City Commission's February 12th agenda so the issue can be discussed. He tells us Berrien County installed life rings over at the South Pier in 2014, and they've proven useful. Anyone who wants to hear about the issue can come out to the February 12th meeting at St. Joe City Hall. A 29-vehicle crash on westbound I-94 near Hartford this morning closed down the highway for several hours. Spencer Rivers has more.
I-94 near Hartford was closed for several hours on Friday due to 29 vehicles involved in the crash. Michigan State Police tell us the accident occurred around the 45-mile marker at 9:20 Friday morning and was most likely due to heavy lake-effect snowfall. One person was pinned in the car for a short period of time. No reports of other injuries. The State Police were assisted by the Van Buren County Sheriff's Office, and the freeway was open for traffic around 12:25 Friday afternoon. I'm Spencer Rivers reporting.
A 17-year-old girl from Benton Harbor is facing charges after a chase with police in Niles this week. The Niles Police Department tells us deputies with the Berrien County Sheriff's Department were called out to the Walmart on South 11th Street in Niles Township about 5 p.m. yesterday on a report of a shoplifting in progress. When they arrived, they spotted the suspect running through the parking lot away from Walmart loss prevention officers. She got into a 2006 Mercury and took off. The Mercury hit 3 parked vehicles as the suspect pulled out onto South 11th Street. She didn't stop for the sheriff's deputies when they turned on their lights. A chase ensued, which ended when the Mercury crashed into another vehicle on Ontario Road. That's when the 17-year-old suspect gave up. She's now facing charges of retail fraud, reckless driving, and fleeing and eluding. The Van Buren and Cass District Health Department is planning some flu shot clinics for next week in Hartford and Oahjack. Van Buren and Cass Medical Director Larry Weil tells us this is pretty late to get the flu vaccine, but it's still recommended that everyone get one.
It's still not too late to get your flu shot, but it is a little later in the year than we normally do. But we offer flu shots up until the end of the flu season. But right now, with everything going on, the severity of the flu, it still offers protection.
Wild says the shot this year gives you about a 30% chance of not getting the flu and also helps ensure your symptoms are less severe if you do get it. The health department will not turn anyone away if they cannot afford a flu shot. The walk-in clinics will be next Tuesday and Thursday at the health department office in Hartford from 9 to 4. They'll also have a clinic on a Wednesday at the Dowagiac Health Department office during the same times. A judge says there's no way she will punish a father of 3 victims of Larry Nassar after the dad tried to attack the former sports doctor in a Michigan courtroom. Randall Mangraves apologized today a few hours after he charged at Nassar during the sentencing hearing in Eaton County. Judge Janice Cunningham says a punishment for the dad wouldn't be appropriate based on the severity of the crimes committed by Nassar and the anguish felt by families. However, she still said it is wrong to combat assault with assault. Cunningham could have given Margraves a jail sentence or a fine as she considered whether to hold him in contempt of the court. Nassar must listen to scores of victims before he's sentenced next week for sexual assault. He's admitted to molesting young gymnasts. He's already been sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison in another county. The Michigan Liquor Control Commission is reminding bars, stores, and restaurants of their responsibilities this Super Bowl weekend. The commission's David Harnes tells us there are rules for those who sell alcohol.
It's so important for them to make sure that they're informed of the state laws that they agreed to when they got their liquor license. And the two main ones that we're looking for is to make sure that their employees aren't over-serving patrons and that they're also only serving those of legal drinking age. So those are the two most important things.
Harnes tells us breaking the Liquor Control Commission's rules can result in an establishment getting a suspended or even revoked license. Bartenders should know how to spot drunk patrons and cut them off. It's also important all the staff know how to check IDs. A doctor's office in South Haven has been raided by the Southwest Enforcement Team. Officers searched the unnamed office in the city yesterday. Police tell us the initial investigation indicated normal prescription practices involving scheduled narcotics were possibly not being followed there. So a judge granted the Southwest Enforcement Team a search warrant. The DEA's Drug Diversion Unit and Southwest Enforcement Team detectives are now sifting through documents that they seized. No criminal charges have been sought yet. The investigation still continues. The name of the doctor has not been released, pending a review by the prosecutor. And the Krazzle Arts Center in St. Joe is planning a special bike ride for this month to help everyone get out of the house and take in some art. Krazzle's Amber Erickson tells us the Krazzle Cupids Art and Love Ride will be the morning of Sunday, February 11th.
It's a ride through the Benton Harbor St. Joe area to see our sculptures in the area, and a fun way to get out and about and get active and just kind of something crazy to do in February.
So you can go on the whole 7-mile ride or just part of it. Those who take part will see all of Krazzle's public art installations. The ride is to test the waters for another such ride in the summer. If you want to take part, just show up at the Krazzle at 11 a.m. next Sunday. Bring your own bike and a helmet. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
In closing stock prices for Monday, January 29th, 2018, the Dow Jones Industrial Average logged a triple-digit drop on Monday, its worst one-day decline since early September, as the yield for benchmark 10-year Treasury note hit the highest level since April 2014, above 2.7%, raising concerns that rising borrowing costs could upend a relentless uptrend for equities. The Dow closed down about 180 points at 26,439. The S&P 500 index closed off 19 points at 2,853, while the NASDAQ Composite Index closed down 39 points at 7,466. Some stocks of local interest: American Electric Power was down 85 cents to close at $67.90. J.P. Morgan Chase was down 12 cents to $116.20. IBM was down 54 cents to $166.80. Apple was down $3.55 to $167.84. Fifth Third Bank was down 27 cents to $33.07. Stryker was down 16 cents to $168.75. And Whirlpool Corporation was down $3.47 to $182.50. This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs. We are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. House Republicans released a partisan memo that they say shows surveillance abuses at the start of the Russia investigation. ABC's Aaron Katursky tells us how the Justice Department is now fighting back.
The House Intelligence Committee said there was a troubling breakdown of legal processes and singled out current and former Justice Department officials, including Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. His boss, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, went out of his way to praise him as
the kind of quality and leadership that we want in the department.
The GOP memo also named former FBI Director James Comey, who said on Twitter, "That's it." Comey called the document dishonest and misleading and said the FBI must keep doing its job. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he will make sure Congress's concerns are examined about the FBI investigation into possible cooperation between Russia and the Trump campaign. Sessions issued a statement today after Republican lawmakers released that memo that they wrote alleging surveillance abuses. Meanwhile, more lawmakers speaking out about the release of that memo. Here's ABC's Kenneth Moten on the latest drama.
Senator John McCain, the GOP chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, says the latest attacks on the FBI and DOJ, quote, serve no American interest, no parties, no presidents, only Putin's. McCain referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin. McCain and fellow Arizona Senator Jeff Flake also attacked President Trump. Flake, in a joint statement with Democratic Senator Chris Coons, says Trump's willingness to release the memo risks undermining U.S. intelligence gathering and politicizes congressional oversight. Kenneth Moten, ABC News, Washington.
This memo, declassified by President Trump and House Republicans, is especially critical of Rod Rosenstein. The attorney general has signed off on surveillance of the Trump campaign staff. ABC's Brad Milkey says Rosenstein's fate has ramifications.
When Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself, Rod Rosenstein became the man in charge of the Russia probe. It was his decision to hire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and he's been called the only man standing between Mueller and the president.
I think it's a disgrace.
With the president refusing to say whether he still has confidence in Rosenstein,
you figure that one out.
The fate of the investigation could hang in the balance. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
U.S. health officials say flu season continues to get worse. There are weeks of suffering ahead. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said today reported doctor visits for the flu and hospitalizations were up again. CDC officials say illnesses seem to be easing a little bit on the West Coast. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in Mexico today, answering questions about that nation's citizens whose status is in limbo over here in the U.S. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
Secretary Tillerson telling reporters in Mexico that the president wants to solve the DACA problem before next month's deadline.
And the president would like to remove that uncertainty for a lot of people.
The president offered a compromise that would protect those dreamers in exchange for a more than $20 billion border wall that he once said Mexico would pay for. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Eagles and Patriots fans descending on Minneapolis ahead of Super Bowl 52. ABC's Ryan Burrow checks in with him.
The players on the Patriots and Eagles have been fairly reserved in their comments about the opponent, but fans aren't holding back.
Patriots think they're going to come in and just whip our butts, but that's why we're the Eagle fans, and we'll be there inside and outside to tell them who we are.
Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Foles, no, not going to happen. If Carson Wentz was the quarterback, we probably have some problems.
Many fans from Philadelphia and Boston arriving here in Minneapolis without a game ticket, just hoping to absorb the Super Bowl experience. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Minneapolis.
And only one new movie is getting a wide release this weekend in what's expected to be a down box office weekend. Here's ABC's Christopher Watson with a preview.
This spirit has a power we've not seen before.
Winchester is the only new film opening in wide release this weekend. The supernatural thriller starring Helen Mirren as a widow building her own haunted house is tracking to open with between $6 and $10 million.
I think we've become the avatars we chose.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, could return to first place after being bumped to second last week by Maze Runner, The Death Cure. Movie going overall expected to be down this weekend. You can blame the Super Bowl. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.